Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Really happy to say that tonight on the show we've got Rob Trujillo from Metallica with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Really happy to have you on the show. I mean, we have been waiting for news of and the actual music for, I don't know, it seems like a really long time. So happy that we finally have new music. We know when it's coming out. I feel like it was almost like a joke. It's like, who's going to have the record first? Is it going to be a Tool record or is there going to be a Metallica record?
Oh, wow. You know, that's interesting. Justin, you know, the bass player at Tool actually lives, he's my neighbor pretty much in the Santa Monica Mountains. And, yeah, we joke about that together. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, whose album's going to come out? How you doing with your record? Oh, I don't know. How you doing with yours? And, well, I guess we beat him out on this one. But, yeah, you know, it takes a while. And you know, I think that the end result speaks for itself. So it's not a negative, you know. Hopefully we've delivered this time. I feel great about the new record. And I'm sure the fans are going to love this one.
Yeah, I mean, obviously what we've heard so far has been amazing, and there's been really positive responses. And I mean, every new Metallica album, it's like weighed with intense fan expectations based on the first three or four albums. How does a band reconcile their own need for artistic growth with the never-ending popularity of the past?
Well, one of the things about this band is I feel that with the release of Death Magnetic, at least for me, you know, and also at the time having Rick Rubin on board as our producer and getting Rick to get sort of Lars and James to reunite with thrash and that whole sort of kind of stylistically and reconnecting and going back and being cool with the energy of that, and then taking that and being creative, you know, and then growing together over these last few years since that music was actually recorded, and taking this on, and you know, for us it's exciting, and I think one of the most important things is having that energy to create and the inspiration. You know, at a time, usually in a lot of bands' careers, where they get to a point where they start getting bored with music or the creative ideas stop flowing, and there's no shortage of that with Metallica today. In fact, our problem is it's the process of elimination where you've got too many riffs, you know, and you've got to kind of jam them out and see what lives and survives. And some of the stuff that doesn't survive could be the best riff on another band's album, you know what I mean? And so I think that, you know, having that youthful energy to create and being excited about it is what keeps us, at least on this new record, has kept things fresh and also, you know, hopefully creating a body of music that's relevant and that, you know, old fans and new fans, you know, can relate to and be inspired by, and then hopefully that transitions into them wanting to see, you know, see us live and experience the music on that level. So, you know, I guess it just really narrows down to us being motivated to create, you know, and still having the desire. And a lot of bands will actually go to outside writers, you know, to help them create or to write their songs for them, you know, and that's not what's happening here, you know. But it does take time, you know. We've also had a lot of, we've been sidetracked over the years. I know that's frustrating to our fans, you know. We made a film called Through the Never, and we did, you know, we did an album with Lou Reed, which was very important to us. And we like to try things, you know, and sometimes in our fans' eyes, it's a success, and sometimes it isn't, but that's what we do. We take chances. And, you know, I'm excited that, you know, we've created a body of music that we're excited about, and it almost feels like it's current with the times, and it makes sense, you know, for the, you know, maybe it's going to be therapeutic for a lot of people around the world that are frustrated with what's going on, you know what I mean?
Well, let's check it out. New music from Metallica, Hardwired to Self-Destruct. It comes out on November 18th. This is Hardwired. Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Rob Trujillo of Metallica on the show with us this evening. The new Metallica record, of course, Hardwired to Self-Destruct, is coming out on November 18th. And Rob, you were already a well-established musician before joining Metallica. What were you least prepared for when you joined the band, musically and otherwise?
Well, you know, it was all sort of a blur. I always use the analogy, it was like getting thrown into the wash cycle of a washing machine, and just, you know, or I don't know if people surf out there, but there's something happens when you wipe out on a wave and you're caught in the whitewash and you don't know which way is up. You know, it was kind of like that for me. There was this barrage of responsibility, and it was cool, but at the same time, you know, you got to work. I mean, it's like, okay, I've got a catalog of music that at the time dated back 20 plus years, and and then there was the new songs from Saint Anger, which the band hadn't even really rehearsed live themselves, and I had to learn these, you know, these songs that I wasn't familiar with, and that takes time, you know what I mean? So I was excited that I was, you know, joining the band, but I was also a little bit stressed about the workload that I was about to take on. So I, you know, living down in Southern California, and then, you know, coming up with the announcement that I would be playing in the band, and then not going back down to my home in Southern California for many months, you know what I mean? My life changed completely. So, you know, it was a special time, and I realize now, or at a certain point, I don't know, I've been in the band for about 13 years now, maybe going on 14, and you gotta be like 10 steps ahead of these guys, because you never know what's going to get thrown at you, you know, and there's such a deep catalog, and there's so many possibilities with what you may be playing, you know, even live. I mean, the set list isn't completely completed until about 15 minutes before we go on stage. You know, Lars kind of puts it together, and then it's like, okay, you know, let's do this. Like, oh, wait a minute, you know, we haven't played that one in a while, you know.
It keeps you on your toes, I bet.
It's a challenge, but, you know, now, since I've been in the band for a while now, you know, I feel like and I actually go out of my way to learn stuff that they don't know, you know what I mean, to try and stay ahead of them now, and that's worked out better for me now.
Rob Trujillo with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie coming up. Music from Black Sabbath. Happy to be your soundtrack home after tonight's show at the Bowl. I've got those ghost tickets to give away in a bit, and more with Rob from Metallica. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie with Rob Trujillo of Metallica with us tonight. And work on this new record, Hardwired to Self-Destruct, seemed to be an ongoing process that went on for several years. How does an open-ended schedule like that benefit the music, and how does it impede it?
Well, you know, It as you get older and in life, you know, you have more responsibilities, and a lot of times that has to do with family, you know, which is a good thing. You know, kids are great. You know, we all have our kids and our wives, and you know, there's a responsibility to your family, so that you've got to balance. It's all about balance, you know. It's balancing out the creative process and your life as a, you know, a dad or whatever, you know, and we found a way to do that. And we also touring, you know, we balance that as well too. We kind of fit it around our kids' schedules and school schedules and stuff like that. So we're there for our kids, and at the same time with music, you know, we just make sure we're really focused, and when we get in the room and we work, you know, we're really channeling our energy into whatever we're creating. And a lot of what we do now is sort of jam oriented. So, you know, there may be a collection. I mean, there's definitely a collection of riffs that have sort of come up over the years, and everybody's got their ideas, and then you basically play them out. You know, you see what survives, you know, what works, try different things. I mean, with James, there's always going to be a ton of extra lyrics or melodic ideas that he's going to try before he settles into what's going to survive the track. So it's really like building a house, you know? And in a way, you know, we try not to worry about the open-ended factor in, you know, I know it drives our management crazy. We need deadlines, you know, they just want music to get written quick. And that's not how it works here. You know, I've been in other situations. I mean, I had a band called The Infectious Grooves, and
oh yeah,
and basically, yeah, we would jam for 5 days. We'd go into a rehearsal room, and we'd not more than 4 hours. And at the end of 5 days, with our little cassette players, you know, we would say, okay, here's one song, here's two. You know, we'd have all the songs on cassette. Maybe we formulated the idea, and the next time we'd see each other with our cassettes was in the studio, you know, and it was always about capturing the moment, and that's what worked for that situation. And that's something with Metallica that we can't do, you know. We have to nurture and try things and build the house, so to speak. But at the same time, I think that's what makes the song special, and it's just a different way of doing things.
Rob Trujillo from Metallica with us this evening on Whiplash. It's 95.5 KLOS. That was Square Hammer. New music from Ghost from their EP Pope Star, which they just put out on Friday. It's Full Metal Jackie. This is Whiplash. Rob Trujillo of Metallica is our guest on the show this evening. And Rob, in what ways has your love of non-metal music, especially jazz fusion, made you feel a musical kinship with Cliff Burton?
Oh yeah, Cliff is so amazing and special, and you know, in a lot of ways he was totally alternative, you know what I mean? I mean, whether it's Leonard Skinner or getting into some obscure European rock bands or Thin Lizzy, and even the way he dressed, you know, the bell bottoms, you know, denim and all this stuff, at a time when people were wearing spandex and capizios and wearing a lot of makeup, you know. It's like, I feel that his connection to classical music and being familiar with that, being able to get on a piano and actually play classical music, but also his connection to the Misfits and punk rock in general, you know, in fusing that, I call that fusion, you know, fusing that into what we was able to produce as a musician, as a bass player, you know, was so incredible. You know, bass back then was sort of the guy in the back kind of holding down the groove, or, you know, a lot of people thought bass was boring, you know, and he took it away from all that. He made sure that the bass was in the forefront, and not just musically, but also as a performer. You know, he had so much energy. And I've always been inspired by cats like that, you know, musicians like that. Jazz fusion for me was very alternative as well. I feel that taking hard rock and bring it into a funky style, but also the jazz is the jazz components there as well. You know, it's just really these ingredients coming together in giving you this wild journey and sound and these twists and turns. I you know, in a lot of ways, Metallica is like a fusion band. I mean, it's not like necessarily jazz or any of that, or the music's grooving, so in that way it's funky, but at the same time it's super heavy and the thrash elements there, but you know, it's not pedestrian. I mean, you know, you listen to some of these songs even on the new record, you know, but Justice for All, you know, there's a lot of twists and turns in there, and you know, it's like a roller coaster, and I like that. I like to be challenged, and I like that Metallica's found a way to have these non-pedestrian arrangements, but then the vocal melodies are strong and intense, and I've always appreciated that as a fan. I remember back in the day, before I was even in Metallica, back when I was in Suicidal Tendencies, I would go, you know, I'd prepare for a tour by going hiking but really running up in the Santa Monica Mountains and rock climbing. And I would have my back then it would have been a Walkman with the cassette, and I'd be listening to, you know, Metallica records or Slayer records, and that was my motivation. because some of that stuff was so heavy and wacky, you know, and it just was fuel to the fire for me and motivating. So I don't generally like things that are too pedestrian, but at the same time, if I'm in the right mood, hey, you know, I ain't gonna lie, I listen to Joni Mitchell, you know, I listen to Blue, I listen to Miles Davis. I'm turning all that stuff on to my kids, you know, and my son's a bass player too, and he loves it all. I listen to Parliament Funkadelic, you know, I'm like, you know, bass, the reason I was attracted to the instrument was because of funk rock, you know, really. And, you know, I think Slayer's a funky band. I mean, you know, Rain and Blood, the middle section, when you start headbanging to that, you know, Dave Lombardo is a drummer, and that's that whole groove, that's, I call it the pocket, you know, and anybody can dance or headbang to that stuff. That's what it's all about.
Rob Trujillo with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Still to come, Ozfest meets Knotfest tickets. We'll have more music from Metallica, Alice in Chains tickets, and more with Rob from Metallica. Stick around. Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie with Rob Trujillo of Metallica on the show with us tonight. And Rob, the interaction between bass players and drummers is musically the most intimate relationship in a band. What makes playing with Lars a satisfying adventure?
Well, over the years, you know, I feel that we've grown. You know, we've become a better fit. When I first joined the band, it was different. You know, I'm not saying it was bad, it was just different. You know, you're learning how to play, you know, with each other and find that groove. And one of the things that I feel in over 13 years now is, and again, with the challenges that we've taken as a band, as a team, as a musical family, you know, we've managed to find a groove with each other and to apply that to the music that we're, like, you know, with the new album. You know, I feel that the new album, though it's pretty aggressive and it's got that energy that is thrash and it's in your face, it's still grooving. It could be fast, whatever. There's a pocket there, and I think that's really important for any rhythm section. And it's more comfortable now, you know. We feel, you know, with time and in aging together, you know, we've found our niche as a rhythm section, and that's special, you know. It's like I'm excited about the next record, you know, for that reason, you know. I think Death Magnetic was definitely set us in the right direction, you know, and Hardwired sort of, you know, made us better. And, you know, the continuation of that, whatever's going to happen in the future is really exciting to me, because I know there's a lot left in the tank, you know. So these are exciting times for Robert Trujillo and Metallica.
And exciting times for Metallica fans as well. New Metallica record coming out in November. It's available for pre-order now. And in the meantime, I've got a Metallica Black Album vinyl box set I want to give away. Caller 25 at 800-955-KLOS. It's yours, furnished by Q Prime. System of a Down on Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Rob Trujillo of Metallica with us tonight. And Rob, you grew up in the Los Angeles area, which was the antithesis of everything Metallica represented when the band started. How did that music affect you and your LA peers when you first heard it?
You know, growing up in Los Angeles, growing up in Southern California, you know, growing up for me on the West Side with the surf and the skate culture, having a lot of different styles. You know, it's like it's all been how I've come up, and obviously where I come from. I always believe that the riffs that you create and your energy in creating comes from where you come from, you know. And like with James, I feel like where he grew up, which is very different than where I grew up. I mean, he grew up sort of more inland LA, you know, the concrete jungle, industrial, you know what I mean? And you know, that is just a platform for writing great riffs, getting chased by gangs and whatever, you know, whatever happens back in the 70s in inner city LA, you know, great creative ingredients. Those are the ingredients that provide, you know, the magic of the music that is created. And I'm proud of that, you know. I back in the day with Suicidal Tendencies, you know, how that music evolved in that culture, and even the way we looked with the shorts, and it was different. You know, Metallica at the time, there was a lot of the sort of the glam sunset strip bands that were going on, and that didn't fit in to what Metallica was about, you know. And that's the primary reason, or one of the primary reasons, why they relocated up to the Bay Area, you know, to find that tribe, you know. I know it was similar with Suicidal Tendencies, you know. The band couldn't play in Los Angeles for, I think it was about 7 to 9 years, you know. There was a lot of issues going on with the police department. Metal in general was sort of viewed as dangerous, you know, and a lot of the bands were coming up north, you know, to play, you know, because there was a tribe that could identify and relate to the music and the style, and not necessarily being a sunset strip band, you know, at that time when that was really what was popular. So I've always been about kind of going a bit more against the grain and being on the other side of the fence and seeing, you know, a lot of those bands, you know, no disrespect, but then, you know, kind of doing things our way and being a little bit different, you know. And but the great thing about growing up in Los Angeles is there's just so many incredible options, and there's so many creative platforms in that city. There's just so much fuel to the fire to deliver, you know. And obviously, I always personally, even with Dave Mustaine's involvement in the band at a certain time, all of that helps the band become great down the line, you know. So I always try to remember my past, and I always try to remember Metallica's past, because I think that all of that helps the magic become the magic.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Rob Trujillo, and I've still got Ozfest meets Knotfest tickets up for grabs. Those are coming up, plus music from Suicidal Tendencies, who are of course on the bill. More with Rob. It is all on the way on Whiplash. Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS, Full Metal Jackie with Rob Trujillo of Metallica with us. Rob, when you realized the possibility of joining Metallica, what added dimension did you think you could bring to the band?
When I first joined the band, I remember being focused on, you know, again, learning the catalog, learning the new music, and sort of being consumed by the responsibility that I would have to that. But at the same time, I felt that Metallica always had a groove, and that the groove is important, and that my job was to try to maintain that. And coming from kind of a more of a funk rock background and rooted in jazz, I mean, I actually went to a jazz school, and I know it's funny because Lars grew up listening to jazz, so I think a lot of the arrangements in the Metallica music is different. It's a little different than a lot of the other rock bands and metal bands. You know, there's a slightly different ingredient in there, and then there's also the groove factor. So the melody plays an important role. So for me, my goal was to support all of that, and I felt that I was rooted in that because of my upbringing in music and what I listened to, and at the same time, my experiences, whether it was with Jerry Cantrell or Ozzy or Suicidal Tendencies. You know, I always learned from those experiences, and I feel with Metallica, I was there to support and be the best that I could be, but also to learn, you know, from, you know, some of the best songwriters in rock and roll, you know, today. And it's been an honor and a privilege. And at the same time, you know, I'm there to help write the songs. I'm there to support the ideas and to physically get on stage and you know, and kick ass. So it's at the same time, I got to be myself, you know. And I think that's why they wanted me, because they wanted somebody that could be themselves and someone they could trust, and also hang out till 5 in the morning and not have to worry about the next day for the gig.
It's Rob Trujillo from Metallica with us on Whiplash. It's Full Metal Jacket with Danzig. It's Full Metal Jacket, Rob Trujillo of Metallica on the show. Hardwired to Self-Destruct is coming out on November 18th. And I know you guys like to just surprise drop information on us, and there isn't going to be like, hey, tour dates are coming up on, you know, November 15th. Is there anything you can tell us about when there's going to be some U.S. tour announcement or anything more that's going to be happening in the upcoming weeks or months?
You know, we've got a lot of stuff coming up. And, you know, we are going to New York, and we're doing a handful of dates there. And at this stage, it's really interesting, because half the things we're doing, I don't even know about. And I don't know if that's part of the game plan. You know, make yourself available, and, you know, the train's moving fast, and it's not going to stop. You know what I mean? And I have no idea, to be honest, when we're going to be playing in the U.S., with the exception of New York. It's all a mystery to me, so I can't help you there. But we will be coming through very soon, yeah, the machine's about ready to ignite and take off, and we're just getting started. So I'm excited. You know, we've got to get the production in order, and there's a lot of work that we still need to do before we officially get out there and start playing, you know, arenas or stadiums. You know, it's a new baby still, you know.
All right. Well, we'll wait, and I'm sure you guys will still just surprise us with it one day, just unknowingly, boom.
I'm surprised. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, Hardwired, you know, we did the video for Hardwired on a Tuesday in a basketball gym around the corner from our headquarters. And I remember the next day on a Wednesday sitting in the lounge here at our headquarters and saying, oh, man, the video, I'm excited about the video. When's it going to release? I'm thinking in a month. They said tomorrow. And I go, oh, okay, you know.
That's very fast.
The new Metallica, you know what I mean? That would have never happened, you know, 15 years ago.
Awesome. Well, looking forward to all that's to come. And Rob, as always, thank you so much, and hope to see you soon.
Thank you. And I appreciate the time, and we'll talk soon. Thanks.
Full Metal Jacket, thanks for hanging for another 2 hours of hard rock and metal. Again, this is Whiplash. I'm here Monday nights from 10 to midnight. You can find me on Twitter at Full Metal Jacket. And of course, check out the Whiplash page at 955klos.com. Gonna leave you off with a band that you'll find on Ozfest Meets Knotfest, which is happening this weekend at San Manuel Amphitheater. On Saturday, you've got Ozfest, of course, Black Sabbath, Disturbed, Megadeth, Opeth, Black Label Society, Suicidal Tendencies, Devil Driver, Huntress, and so much more. And of course, Sunday, Knotfest, Slipknot, Slayer, Amon Amarth, Anthrax, Trivium, Motionless, and White, just to name a few. Tickets are on sale. Call me right now at 800-955-KLOS. We'll give caller 25 and caller 26 a pair of weekend passes. Again, 800-955-KLOS.com. Tickets furnished by Live Nation. Good luck. I'll see you out there. Gonna leave you off with Suicidal on Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. See ya.